Hello and welcome to the Self Love Podcast. My name is Elaine. I am a therapist and life coach, and I am here to help you navigate your way to self love. You will learn more about your mind and your emotions, why you maybe don't have self love, and how you can get more of it in your life. Today's episode is quite a short one, and it was just a thought I've been pondering around freedom and also this notion of stepping into your freest self is becoming this wild person that is untamed and is freely expressive and bold and confident. And there's some truth in that for a lot of people. But I was drawn to the book Untamed by Glennon Doyle, like a lot of people were. And it is a fantastic book. One of the analogies that she uses is about the cheetah and the observation of the cheetah that is spending its day tethered, trapped, and then released just to run around after a stuffed toy, and then goes back to its existence of being trapped and not living its full cheetah life. And born from that book came the phrase, be the cheetah or be the goddamn cheetah. And the emphasis on that is be your truest self, right? But often we believe it's as easy as taking off the chain or being released from the trappings that we're in. And the message gets really misconstrued, because in Glennon's book, she talks about her journey to being free. It wasn't a click your fingers, everything's changed, my life is now brilliant. She went through a lot of changes in her life that led her to becoming the version of her that she is today. This is where the message gets really lost. And there's a lot of this on social media too. Be this, do this, be your freest self. And on that rate, on that route, we have to learn to unlearn all of the things that have been holding us back. It's okay if we wake up one day and we go, wow, I'm a cheetah and I'm stuck in this existence and I should be more cheetah. I should be the person that I was born to be. But even if, like, the cheetah was untethered and the trap that it was in, like the cage, was opened, the cheetah wouldn't just leap out and be a cheetah, right? The cheetah would, first of all, not leave the trap, not leave the cage, not understand that it's been untethered. It would then take tentative steps to seeing if it's safe. Is it safe to be outside of this normal zone that I've been used to for so long? And it would take a look around and it would feel its paws on the ground and get an idea of the area it was in and just understand, like, on an energetic level, is this okay for me? Is this safe? Because that cheetah's version of safety is being in captivity. It's chasing that toy. It's not being out in the wild with other animals or even other cheetahs. It's led a very different existence. And even in that realization that, you know, I'm free, I can run, it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what's going to happen with the cheetah, right? We're the same. And when I'm talking about freedom with people, I'm not talking about, you know, taking off the chains, changing something and running and being the best version of you that you can possibly be, that takes time. But the first step is that realization, right? That clarity, that soul vision. Who am I at soul level? What's not serving me? Where do I feel trapped? But that's the first part of the journey. The rest of the journey unfolds, but it's unlearning everything that's been on top of your soul, has been on top of your heart, is, you know, in your head, your belief systems, your overthinking, your anxieties. It's unlearning all of those patterns to allow your soul self to emerge. That soul version of you is already there. That cheetah is still a cheetah, even if it's in captivity. Right, still recognizes a cheetah. And we're no different. Like, there's elements of us that are true to us right now. But if you're finding that feeling of being stuck or tethered, then this is an invitation to become curious. Become curious about what lies beneath that. And just honor if you're in a space to make change. And I'm not talking about, you know, as I said before, opening the cage, taking off the leash, and you just being suddenly this expansive version of yourself. You've got to do it safely and tentatively and take your time with it. You wouldn't run a marathon without first running a mile, right? And this is exactly the same with our journey back to us, our journey into self-love, our journey into being the most unapologetic version of ourselves that ever existed. It's about honoring who that person is, but taking your time to get back to that person, to get back to that soul version of you, the one who knows what they value, what lights them up, what they really want out of life. It's a journey. It's not a sprint. It is a marathon, but it's one that is so worthwhile. And it's one that when you start and become curious and you open up and unlock that version of you, you'll keep wanting to get there. And know that there's no rush. I've worked with clients who have told me, you know, their soul vision and what they want and, you know, what's not lighting them up and what they desire to change. And it's taken them maybe 2 or 3 years to get there. And that's okay. Some clients have done it within 6 weeks, and that's okay, because we're all very different. And the layers of what we're holding on to are all different weights, all different sizes. This is about you, your journey into yourself, connecting with your soul. And I am inviting you today to really take a moment and just become observational about what in your life is adding to this feeling of trappedness or weight or burden. What is it you might want to change? And I'm also going to invite you to take a look in the show notes. I've got a wonderful 4-week connected coaching community that I am launching on the 21st of April, 2024. And this isn't like a program or a course. It's not about you learning anything. It's just about you understanding yourself better and creating those baby steps towards being that version of you that is on the inside. We take a journey through the soul, the mind, and we take a journey through our emotions and ourselves. And in that 4 weeks, I will be giving hypnosis meditations and weekly wisdoms, so like little podcasts that are specific to that container. Daily journaling, daily affirmations, daily 5-minute freedom hacks, lots of different things in this wonderful 4-week exploration. I'm going to invite you to become curious and just click in the show notes and take a look and see if that speaks to you. As a way of embarking on this journey of self-discovery in a deeper way, if you really gel with my podcast, you gel with my voice, and you know, you probably know me quite well by now, it's very much like this, right? But in a more kind of themed, intentional capacity. So I invite you to take a look and just become curious to what is available to you. I'll also put in the link the download to my free masterclass, Spring Into Freedom. And that is completely free. You can download it straight away. And in that, you've also then got a core values exercise, which is an invitation for you to start that exploration straight away. So I invite you to take a look. I invite you into my world. And I invite you to just become curious today about what is tethering you, what it is you want to unlearn in your life, and what direction you want to move in. Because the only direction we really ever want to move in is back to our soul. And that's where we always find resistance, right? When we're not living to our soul direction, we will find resistance in our life. And this invitation about becoming curious to that is exactly that, an invitation to become curious. I hope you enjoyed this podcast today. And if you could like, subscribe, share, or leave a review, that would be incredible, because this will make sure that other people find it too. I look forward to being here with you very, very soon. Bye for now. Don't forget to follow, like, or subscribe to this podcast so you're always the first to know when the next episode is available for you. If you can leave a review, this will help more people find the podcast. And if you want to find out more ways of connecting with me, head to the show notes right now.